what's going on, guys?
Hey.
What's going on? Welcome to Paneloid Comic Book Livestream, where we talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pretty much all things nerdy. I'm your host, Pierre, hopped up on a shit ton of tea. I'm just drinking tea out of the wazoo. And it's a super special fucking night, because we got the best combo of hosts that you've ever seen. It's Pierre and Dimitri, baby. Dimitri, say what's up, motherfucker.
Hey, what's up?
He's hype, and he's not AI, just so you guys know. He is a real person. Wazoo! We got Lucy in the chat with the wazoo. Hit it one more time. Hit the wazoo for everybody. Let's go. Wazoo, wazoo. We're going to go right into the nerdy news, Dimitri, and we got some news for you. Are you fucking ready?
Do it all. You got it. Believe in you.
You know what's funny about this is we're on two different levels. We're on two completely different levels. Let's fucking go.
You're going
to
be great.
Ahmed Best has teased Jar Jar Binks' return to Star Wars in a new post where he's wearing a motion capture device.
That's great. That's Star Wars. That's great, right? It's good stuff.
You love Star Wars, don't you, Dimitri?
Comic Talk, what's up?
Comic Talk in the chat. What's up, guys? What are your thoughts on Jar Jar Binks' return, Dimitri? I know you're a big Star Wars fan.
I'm not. Sorry. Sounds good. Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, Dimitri's not a big Star Wars fan.
No,
but
not at all.
You know what he is a big fan of? Reacher.
I am a big fan.
And with that, we go into our next bit of news. Reacher star Alan Ritchson feels he lost out on the role of Thor after not taking the audition seriously, as he assumed Marvel cared about look over acting.
I don't think he would work. I don't think he looks.
He's too much. Like, he's not... Yeah, maybe new Thor
really,
in the comics.
They should really like, be Aquaman.
Yes, at least we had this conversation. We agreed.
Maybe right?
Great Aquaman. Aquaman. Fantastic. All day.
I'm not totally sure about Batman, but Aquaman, I totally see it.
Yeah, I'm moving away from him being Batman. You know, I don't know. Something about him is just too much.
Right? Something about him. Nothing against him.
Just not.
He should be something else.
Yeah, yeah. It's just it doesn't fit as who he is. You know.
Yeah.
So I also have never watched Reacher. I don't know if you have.
I've watched Reacher, and I've seen him in Smallville.
He was Aquaman in Smallville.
He was Aquaman in Smallville. It's perfect.
It is perfect. Speaking of other characters that we've seen in the past that are coming back in the forefront, Rogue and Kate Pryde will each lead the new X-Men teams this summer. What X-Men teams do we say? I don't know, because Kyle didn't give us that information. He just gave us that they're going to be leading a team.
I would assume like a Team Black, team, you know, the new colors, right? X-Men red and all those in blue. Yeah, maybe something like that.
So we got something. It's got to be something darker, right? Like Rogue.
Are they still doing the Fall of X stuff?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's still going.
I thought that was
a long time.
I thought we were wrapping that up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it just won't fall.
Wrap
and then they keep giving us side ventures of how it's falling on this end, and they have the Children of the Vault, but it's also still falling. It's like, come on, just fall.
You know, they can always leave it and come back. They gotta leave it.
Yeah,
I think that's what they gotta do. They want retro. Give me 90s style X-Men.
Yeah, like
with a different with a different story than what they're doing in the animated series.
Like, just go back in time, like do like your normal stuff that you used to do. I don't know.
Time travel. Do time travel. I don't know.
I'm getting off of a high of watching the X-Men, the old X-Men shows. So like time travel's like big on.
Oh yeah, that's right. Like Days of Futures Past.
I mean, they've done that already. So I guess where do you go from?
No, I just think I don't know. I think you do something where send them all to hell,
and they come back. Like they fall, and then they come back.
Do something where they have to work with Magneto, like they're doing in the animated series, but different.
Yeah.
Or I always get this word messed up because I've seen it and not read it first. Schism. X-Men.
I feel like you're saying it right, and I'm not.
I feel like it's a word I fuck up. So
explain it.
It's like where Cyclops and Wolverine like butt heads and then veer off and make their own teams.
I don't know the reference, but I know it's a thing.
It was a Bendis run, I believe.
Gotcha. You're gonna know X-Men better than me, so
not that much.
I'm gonna revert to you on that. You know, I don't really follow these X-Men runs, so
yeah,
I'm getting into it.
And the first appearance of Gold Balls, that run. I mean, there's a bunch of others, but that's the one that sticks out to me.
Yeah, see, that's what Kyle would know, that one. I don't know any of that because I didn't follow any of that. Like, I'm still trying to jump on X-Men and I can't because they just won't. They refuse to fall from the story.
Yeah.
Won't fall.
And you know what? It's annoying because there's ways that they connect it so perfectly that they really should work on. Now that I think about it, in that same run, somehow magic goes back in time to before Doctor Strange is like the Sorcerer Supreme, like right before. There's this like tiny slip space where she travels back in time and like trains with him and like, you know, becomes his apprentice in a way. And there's this whole, you know, give her own team kind of thing. Like, that would be interesting. That'd be cool. To be different. They should do it. It's been done. Yeah. X-Men, I forget when they did it, but do it a little different, I think.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of things coming soon, so I'm sure we can talk about them. Real quick, Ranger Collector 107 from Instagram is saying, good evening, guys, and good evening to you. So I know he's had some questions about Power Rangers, and Kyle's trying to get them over here. So get on over to YouTube, ask your questions here so we can actually drop it right on the chat for us to answer for you. So we'd love to jump in on Power Rangers. Actually, Jeremiah would be the guy for Power Rangers, to be honest with you. But either way, we'll try our best. After 25 years, the Pokeball on Pokemon card back finally opens up the right way with an all new design. I would love to see that design, but I don't know what it looks like. But that is kind of crazy news. I mean, 25 years and the Pokeball is finally changing. I'm actually kind of looking this up here. Pokeball.
So they've moved on from Ash, right? This is supposedly like a new story arc, I believe.
Yeah. His story wrapped up. I don't see the back cover, but I will believe you that his has changed.
Right.
Kyle will add it into our clips for sure. So moving on, Godzilla Minus One director Takashi Yamakaze wants to make a film that is some kind of answer or response to Oppenheimer. What does that mean?
I like that. So it would be the other perspective of the of World War II.
I guess that's kind of crazy. That's such a weird.
It's so concept. Bold.
Yeah, definitely bold. Oh, and Dimitri's gone.
They
just like that, and he's back. And
oh,
he's back
shit.
Again.
My bad. I don't know what I did. Just popped me out for some reason.
That was weird. But it is very bold. Ranger Collector 107, are you guys into the Power Ranger? You're going to have to be more specific on which Power Rangers, but either way, I haven't been following Power Rangers. Jeremiah is actually a bigger Power Rangers fan. And
yeah, no, me neither.
The latest Power Ranger thing that I saw, which wasn't, I think, anything connected to any of the comics, but it was actually Mighty Morphin. It was like the Red Ranger, but he was older with like a beard. And like, it kind of like almost like Last Ronin type. So like he had like a big scarf over him. Like he was like the Last Ranger or some shit like that. It was very cool. Very cool. So it was like someone's design. I wish I knew their name because I'd shout them out. But it was on Instagram. It just like came up on my feed. So fucking cool. And Ranger Collector 107, are you into the OG Power Rangers? I think that's the only Power Rangers I'm really into. I don't know if there's any other Power Rangers I'd really like, to be honest. Maybe the dinosaur ones. Wait, that was them, right? I think that was.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think there was any other one that were dinosaur. If they make like a prehistoric Power Rangers, I'm in all day. Let's just put it that way. Anything dinosaur related, I'm down. That movie, the movie was fire. Oh, the original movie? Are we talking like the 90s Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie?
Okay.
Because that shit was fire. 100%. Next up in the news, Dimitri. Nicholas Hoult tells Michael Rosenbaum he's the first Lex Luthor he's ever seen.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? What? So, like, in terms of, like, that character portrayed, there's been earlier movies, earlier renditions of, you know, Lex Luthor. Fuck. My favorite's always been Michael Rosenbaum, but like the, you know, the recent run that wasn't really receptive. Shit, what's his name? From House of Cards, that guy. He's got some issues. Fuck.
Yeah, I don't remember his name, but
that guy
you're talking about. Yeah.
It probably doesn't matter, but they know what I mean.
You, the people, know who we're talking
about. We don't know who I'm talking about. The guy, he's got some issues.
You know, the guy. Plays with cards, and he also plays with other things.
Kevin Spacey.
Yep.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
I don't know if he's canceled at this point. I think he might be canceled.
I think he still is, yeah. No, totally. He's had a go at it. There's been, you know, from way, way back. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I think my favorite Lex Luthor of all time has to be the one with the long hair.
Really? What's it?
No, I'm kidding. Let's not even give it any credit. I don't even want to go into that one.
Jesse Eisenberg.
The worst Lex Luthor.
We went to high school with your sister. His sister.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Look how cool we are.
Yeah. Ranger Collector 107. I just got myself the Power Ranger Lightning Collection, Mighty Morphin, Green Ranger, Dragon Dagger as an early birthday gift to myself. That's crazy. That's really cool. You got to frame it, put it on your wall, play with it for a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And then put it on the wall. Just a little bit. You got, like, just at least, come on. I know, we're both in our 30s, but
you're supposed to blow on it, right?
Something like that. You don't buy one of these replica swords, you don't buy one of these replica helmets and not play with it for, like, 5 minutes. At least five, you know? Happy birthday to you. Early birthday. Or is it past birthday? Whatever. Either way. Captain America, Brave New World, ###, will have the third most appearances of characters.
Yeah, it needs something. That's a good idea. It needs something. Yeah. Spice it up. It needs some of that. Which one is that? Civil War kind of love. Like, put some characters in that. Give me White Vision. Give me Rhodes. Give me all of them. All the side characters. Bring it in.
Yeah.
Hook up War Machine's movie so that it's kind of cool. Like,
I'm just wondering where this is segueing into, because a lot of the rumors that were circulating about how this movie is going to go is starting to almost be like, oh no, we're actually not doing that. And maybe it's because of everything that happened, you know, with the MCU, where they had a restructure because of Jonathan Majors, and I don't know, but I'm worried about this movie a little bit. Like, Deadpool, solid movie. They know exactly what they're doing. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
This one, not so much. Rolk might not even be a part of it.
I don't know what they're doing with that either.
Yeah.
They're not putting him in Thunderbolts either.
And that brings us into the second bit of news here. Thaddeus Ross will not be part of the MCU's Thunderbolts film.
Oh, that's how I knew about that. That's how I knew.
Dimitri read a note and he knew yeah, exactly what was happening.
And I was like, why do I know that?
I don't know how I feel. Very, very weird. But I guess it doesn't have to be part of the Thunderbolts. Maybe it's just like he's not part of the team yet. They don't need him necessarily to be the Thunderbolts, but it's just
Captain America needs him bad.
Captain America needs him. Captain America needs him.
What are we doing?
You can't take it from Captain America.
Throw all the CGI into that movie.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Well, hopefully we wish them the best with whatever they're creating for
us. Jesus, they need help.
So I do have a little bit of sad news. Last week, Ramona Fradrin, iconic comic book artist, passed away at 97. Dimitri, I think you actually have some books signed by her, actually. So
yeah, no, this is pretty sad news. I remember it was a New 52 run, like a number 17 blank. And she, before she signed it, she was just like opening it and like reading it. Like, I guess she hadn't, you know, known what's been going on with the character or whatever. But she like sat there for a minute, like read it. So I thought that was cool.
That is cool.
Right? Something I always think about.
That's nice. I mean, had a little touching moment there for you. But you got to bring that artwork on at some point. We'd love to see it. So I'm sure
it's around. Gotta find it.
Yeah. A little bit of nerd news. Norman Reedus has been cast and Aunt May in Venom. Oh. All right. I don't even know why I'm...
That's funny.
Google me an oopsies. Norman Reedus...
It's like an April 1st glitch.
Yeah, yeah. He's seen as the casting for Aunt May in Venom 3. So
odd.
I mean, It would be funny, though. It would
well,
be
now, funny. Well, now, you gotta do it.
It's like, if they just, like, turn him around, and it's like, you think it's Aunt May, and then he turns around, and it's Norman Reedus just hanging out. Like, it'd be kind of funny.
Right. Imagine if this is what makes him become Ghost Rider for some reason. Or just gets them talking.
Yeah.
Maybe just you know, loosen things up.
I don't want spicy. Sony to touch any more characters.
Me neither. It's so bad. Let go.
Stop it. Just stop.
Like,
stop.
Just know your place. Like, stop it. Ugh.
Jesus. Now that everyone's just making jokes of it. Even the cast members from the movie are making a joke of the movie. They're like, yeah, that movie, I knew it was going to suck. Like, ugh, that hurts.
They're just ruining everything. Just don't touch it. Just don't touch it anymore if you don't want to.
No more. No more. Please, no more. Speaking of someone that's actually making a change to another universe, DC Universe, James Gunn, Superman Legacy. By the time I locked the final draft, it was clear the title was Superman. Yeah, so how do we feel about this Superman logo? You're a big Superman fan, so Dimitri, I'm turning to you on this one.
I really like this logo, but I just wasn't expecting it at all.
Oh, Phantom.
Oh, there we go.
Phantom made it, so I appreciate you being here. You missed the nerdy news, but we got a lot of other segments still to come, so you haven't missed the good stuff yet. We're talking about the Superman logo and Kingdom Come.
Right? Like, I just... not loving it.
It's not really the Kingdom Come logo.
No, it's like an offshoot almost.
Yeah, like
very specific.
Like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's something to come of that. Like, maybe we are gonna get something cool that comes out of it. Maybe they are doing the Kingdom Come storyline, and
yeah, no, probably
Superman's gonna be against that Superman or something. I don't know. Isn't that the storyline? Like, Kingdom Come is he's like a bad Superman.
I actually have the cover of, like, the artwork that they keep showing, but I don't know if that's the actual thing that they're doing.
So Kingdom Come is what in the Superman world?
That's like when they're all older.
Gotcha. But he's not evil, or he is evil in that?
No, they're just more like, you know, like cynical, but like, that's what I know. I'm sure there's been more uses for it than I know.
Yeah, okay. So I guess we'll find out more as it comes. So we do have a community question, as always. Timothy Chamele says that he wants to join the DCU or the MCU. Which character do you think he could play? We're not going to answer that here right now, right this minute. But we want to hear what the community has to say. Timothy Chalamet.
You got that.
Which character are you casting him as in the DCU or the MCU? Drop it in the chat below, and we will talk about it after. We're going to go into Watched It, and Dimitri, it looks like you watched something. I'm going to tell you what I watched first, and then we'll get into yours.
Yeah.
I watched all the X-Men movies from the beginning, like 1, 2, and 3 are the ones we grew up with, and then all of the newer ones where, like, they're all young, First Class, Apocalypse, Dark Phoenix. I realized that I never actually watched Dark Phoenix ever. Like, I just saw it for the first time last
night. It's pretty it's a head scratcher.
You know what I hate is that I didn't not like it.
Right. I just kind of had like the same ending as like the last one.
So it's weird that like I was actually a fan of it and I kind of want to see more of them. Not necessarily Jean Grey. I didn't like Jean Grey at all. Like that actress, they just picked her because she was famous at the time from Game of Thrones.
She had her, you know, coming ups and it just happened to work out.
Yeah, no, we got to get another Jean Grey in there. But Beast looked cool in the movie. Storm look cool.
Nicholas Holt again.
Magneto look cool. Xavier looks cool. So if they did something like that, and the other part of it is with this new Deadpool movie coming out, it leads me to believe that they are 100% in the void and that it is Wolverine from Days of Future Past that was put into the void because he went into the past and affected things. So I think they took the whole Fox universe, that whole timeline, because you see, he changes the timeline.
Yeah.
Like back then, all we saw it as was like they got blipped out of the where they were. Like that timeline never happened. But now what we found out in the MCU is that the timeline does happen. It just branched. So I think what we didn't see was that TVA deleted that whole timeline. And so we're going to see all of our favorite characters in the void. And that's my prediction for the Deadpool movie.
I think it's going to be a lot of cameos.
I think it's going to be very cameo rich.
Yeah.
So
can't wait. It's going to be cool. I like that idea.
Yeah, it makes
so
sense.
We'll,
I was like,
so we'll get everybody
that makes
back.
Sense for the Fox logo. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's all going to be like the old characters, like everything from the Fox universe. And they're just going to be like, yeah, we've been living down here. We're trying to get the fuck out, but like, we're fucked. And yeah, they're just going to kill them off slowly. It is what it is. And we might get other characters that reprise those roles.
I like it.
And I'm fine with that. I'm ready to move on from them.
Yeah, it's time.
It's time. And I also watched Aquaman 2. Lucy in the chat with the wazoo. I love it. Aquaman 2. If you haven't noticed, I changed my eye color. Aquaman 2 is the worst movie I've ever watched, DC or MCU. Worst thing I've ever watched. I didn't watch Madam Web, so there's still room for that. But it's right on par with Morbius, I'd say. Maybe a little less than Morbius. It just was sporadic, stupid. There was a 5-minute scene of Aquaman just riding a motorcycle and in circles, not even dressed up.
Why?
Or anything. He was just on a Harley just doing donuts.
What?
On a beach in sunglasses, in like his regular outfit that he wears, like you see him on his Instagram posting, like it's,
but the sea,
it was weird. The CGI was terrible. It was bad. So I didn't even finish it. I fell asleep halfway through. And then when I woke up, it was still going. I was like,
yeah, who could blame you? You know,
I was like, I don't even care. To, like,
it's ridiculous.
It. Turn it off. The only thing that looked cool was Black Manta. Cool as fuck. They did him great. He was a cool character. But yeah, it was a terrible movie. So moving on to something else, DC. Dimitri, tell us about what you watched this week.
Oh, yeah, I saw the Michael Rosenbaum and Nicholas Hoult interview. Podcast is on, called Inside of You. And they just talk about, like, his career, Nicholas Hoult, that he's on, getting ready to play Lex Luthor. I believe he's going to be appearing in possibly Clint Eastwood's last movie directing, because he's, like, 92. And he's going to be in the new It, not the new Nosferatu movie by the It people. So that's going to be cool. Interesting enough. He's busy. So yeah, he was in, you know, that X-Men series as Beast. So if they go with that timeline or not, it really doesn't, you know, matter. But keeps everything open.
Wouldn't hate him coming back as Beast. So,
all right.
Just saying. I
this is a cameo.
Can take a couple of the characters. Just a couple of them. Leave the bad ones out and just bring the right ones in, you know? Because I feel like there's so much time left, so, for them. Like Magneto, you could still do him. Still do Xavier. I don't know. They did a good job. They did a good job as those characters. Mystique, leave her behind. You know, we don't need her.
Yeah, she, you know.
So weird.
She doesn't make it.
Nope, she doesn't make it. It is what it is. Let's move on. Pull or pass. Dimitri, pull or pass. You want to know what I read?
Not.
I was in the Marvel app, and I read a lot of Beyonder stuff.
Okay. That's cool.
Do you know anything Beyonder at all?
Not at all.
Okay. All right. Well, this is almost a pointless segment. I'm not going to lie to you here. But he seems like he has a lot of ADHD, and he struggles with staying focused. And he just uses powers on a whim. He's stronger than everyone. He just can just appear, disappear, realms of realities. Whatever he wants to happen, he can create. He creates like a whole fake Avengers team to fight him. To show a girl that, like, she should be in love with him. And then she, like, controls her completely. So, yeah. That girl happens to be the Dazzler, who is rumored to be Taylor Swift. And the Beyonder is rumored to be Henry Cavill. So, that could be interesting. From watching this, Henry Cavill would be great as the Beyonder. But I also feel like there's so many people that could be a good Beyonder. Like, he's such a crazy character, and I'm glad I was actually able to read him. I'm reading, like, the first appearances in Secret Wars and Secret Wars 2. He's riding a Lambo that's just flying around, and he has a Cuisinart, where he's just shredding, like, carrots, like, while he's driving. Like, and, like, there's a bunch of jets pulling up on him, and they're like, what are you doing? Why are you shredding carrots? He's like, I like gadgets. Like, what? It's like, it's just, like, weird. Like, he just doesn't give a fuck about what's happening. He's just like, I like technology. Like, I'm just making this. Like, why are you trying to shoot my plane, my fucking car down? So they shoot his car down. So he stops the plane just midair. And he's like, yeah, so this is what we're going to do. You're going to take my car. You're going to take it to the shop. And then I'm going to take your plane. And he just takes their jet. And that's it. And you watch them take, like, he can control you to do whatever you want or whatever he wants. Like, it's crazy. So there's a lot to unpack with him. But yeah, I'm excited to see him on screen, because I feel like on screen, it'd be a very cool, like, character to make his own movie. Because I can't, like, he's like a villain, but also not a villain. Like, it's like he just, like, just doesn't know what to do, like, with himself. So yeah.
Interesting.
I connect with him. So I'm going to get a Beyonder tattoo right next to my Spider-Man and Daredevil head tattoo. That's anyways. Cool. We have a special segment that Kyle came up with, and it's a script called Strange Tales for me and Dimitri to read. And apparently it's a what-if scenario of what happens when it's just the two of us. Dimitri, you'll read just the line with asterisks, and I will read my own part, and I'll also be the narrator. And I'll do my best to do a different voice for that. I'm going to try maybe something like this. We'll see. For the record, we have not read this ahead of time.
No, we have not.
With that, we will get into it. We'll set the scene. Paneloids.
You got this, man.
It's nighttime. Okay? Pierre and Dimitri are... I got to do the voice. Pierre and Dimitri are setting up Paneloids comic book live stream. All right, Dimitri, are we all set for tonight's live stream?
Yeah, just about. But hey, have you heard from Jeremiah? He's usually here by now.
Nah, Jeremiah won't make it tonight. He's off getting that back tattoo of Modam. You know, the female equivalent of MODOK, who first appeared in the West Coast Avengers, Volume 2, Number 36.
Ah, right. And Kyle?
Kyle's too busy being mad about Tom King seeing the Superman script. Said he needed more time to process it all.
I think there's more.
Nope.
Oh, shit, you're right. Fair enough. All right. Well, I've got my snacks. Let's get this started.
As they're setting up, they accidentally push a button on the control panel, shooting Pierre with a laser beam and Dimitri with a lightning bolt. And with that, they both gain superpowers. Whoa, did we just...
I think we did. Pierre, you're naked.
Oh, wow. And Dimitri, you're zooted.
Yeah, I can fly. Only when I'm, you know, zooted, it seems.
They start the live stream, showing off their newfound powers to the audience. Welcome, everyone, to Paneloids Comic Book Live Stream. Tonight's gonna be legendary.
That's right. We're here to entertain and show off a bit.
As time goes on, Pierre starts to show signs of turning evil, wanting to rename the live stream to Comic Bitch.
Pierre, what are you doing? We can't rename the show. We can't rename the show. We have fans.
Oh, but we can, Dimitri. And we will. Dimitri, not liking Pierre's idea, grabs him and starts to fly him towards the sun, stripping down midair. Some nerdy news for you, Dimitri. I'm about to teleport. As Dimitri tries to fly Pierre into space, Pierre teleports away, leading to a dramatic fight back at the Paneloids headquarters. So this is where Phantom is supposed to comment. This is just interesting. Comic Talk, also in the comic, can't believe what I'm seeing. During the fight, Pierre sees an opportunity and swiftly maneuvers behind Dimitri, using his teleportation ability to appear out of thin air and deliver a powerful thrust. You never saw that coming, did you, Dimitri?
Nice move, Pierre, but I'm not out just yet.
Dimitri gathers his strength and charges at Pierre. But Pierre, now fully embracing his newfound evil, conjures a burst of energy, rapidly teleporting over and over, knocking Dimitri off balance. As Jeremiah would say, fun fact, you can't defeat me. Dimitri struggles to regain his footing, but Pierre presses on, relentless in his attack. With one final surge of power, Pierre sends Dimitri crashing to the ground, seemingly defeated.
You win, Pierre. But remember, good always triumphs in the end.
That sounds like nothing more than a rumor, baby. The scene fades as Pierre stands victorious, his evil laughter echoing through the studio. We're now in the Paneloid studio, and this is later on. Well, folk, that was quite the live stream, wasn't it? But fear not, For the dawn of a new era is upon us. From out of frame, Dimitri rises from a pile of rubble and reveals he had gummies in his pocket. He eats them, giving them the ability to not only fly, but fly really, really fast.
Extreme time!
Dimitri, now moving faster than Ezra Miller, grabs Pierre and once again tries to fly him into the sun. Pierre, instead of getting naked and teleporting away again, Pierre pulls out his phone and gestures to the screen. Look at those views! Seems like the audience is loving the new direction.
I guess you were right all along, Pierre. This new show, it's a hit. Jesus Christ.
Evil genius prevails, my friend. Evil genius prevails. They share a laugh as they look into each other's eyes, not realizing how fast they were flying. Within a few seconds, they flew directly into the sun, marking the end of a chaotic live stream. That's it. That was
I'm proud of you. That was a lot of you.
Yep.
Yeah, you really stuck with it.
I really tried to do it. I don't know why he did this to us.
He really made it heavy. I mean, I appreciate it. I wish it was even more you heavy, but yeah.
Yep. So with that, we bring you into Rumors, Baby. So this is our regular podcast stuff, and I don't think we're ever going to do that ever again. So
I hope not.
I hope you guys enjoyed it. Rumors, canceled DCU Deathstroke movie may release as a graphic novel. And Kyle just dropped that was actually done by a ChatGPT chat. So that whole live stream, I mean, that whole skit that we just did was actually AI. So that's
we didn't really, awesome. I don't know. I'm sorry to everyone for that.
Yeah. Dimitri, Deathstroke movie may release as a graphic novel. What do you think about that? Are you getting hard?
No. Okay. It's all interesting. Right. They could do something interesting there.
Yeah.
I just don't know what. I kind of almost feel like leave it alone. Like, move on.
Okay. Well, that was really depressing that you don't even say that. I like the idea, but, you know.
Well, how would you... What are your thoughts?
No, I don't want a novel. Just put it... Give us a movie, but I don't...
Do a show.
Yeah. But if you are going to give us a book, I have the perfect writer for it.
Who are you going to say? Oh.
I'm not going to say
it. You know what? I think I was going to say... Deathstroke could be a great... I probably should have thought about it. Would have been a great villain for the movie, like the now movies. You know what I mean? Like, if out of nowhere, just like he's fighting Deathstroke.
Okay.
He's just a random fucking like assassin. Like, he just has a bounty on him. Or yeah, for the third movie, Penguin puts a bounty on his head, and Deathstroke comes out of nowhere.
That would work. You're the collector.
Just an idea.
I see we're not getting any hot takes today since Kyle isn't here. And you're right, Kyle. He's not going to be on here.
Just
hot takes, and now he got put in the bad place. He's in the bad place now. Amy Pascal and Kevin Feige plan on introducing live-action Miles Morales in Spider-Man 4. Paneloid's comic book live stream does not... we do not partake in what our chat is actually commenting, but he has commented, hot take, Tom King sucks. So he's relentless with that. Live-action Miles Morales, Spider-Man 4. That makes sense. They kind of mentioned.
Yeah.
You hear him say Miles or like something at like the end of Spider-Man, like in that apartment building he's in.
Oh yeah, that's right. I've heard that. I've heard of that. Yeah. Go for it. I don't. It was crazy. I just never thought I would see it.
It's here. And I will say that Kyle sold his book at the right time because that value dropped significantly.
Significantly.
Good for him.
I don't think I want to sell mine.
Go up, but yeah, I mean, you could hold on to it. I think when he actually comes out, I think it might even be bigger.
We'll see.
So we'll see. A female-led White Tiger show is reportedly in the works at Marvel Studios, unrelated to the one Punisher is in after Daredevil.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I like it.
I don't know.
Now here's a question.
White Tiger. I don't know.
White
Tiger have that following?
I think so, because I think she has something to do with the Iron Fist. She kind of has his power, something like that. So, here's a question. Would you want this, or would you want Echo Season 2?
I haven't even watched Echo Season 1.
I think they dropped the ball. I think we could have gotten a drawn a blank.
You got this, Dimitri.
It's coming.
I believe in you.
It's coming. Like Black Widow, okay. We should have got like a White Widow show.
Yeah, that might still come. You are getting the Thunderbolts.
It'd be cool. Just a thought. A thought. I don't see it, but just a thought.
Could happen, but I don't know after that Echo show if we need another espionage type of character. I don't.
Here's another hot take.
Yeah.
You ready? You ready for this hot take?
I'm ready.
After the Spider-Man 4 movie, mm-hmm. Peter Parker should find himself in the Young Avengers.
I think he's too old. Tom Holland.
I think he could do it. I think he could do
make
it.
Him like
I
a Nightwing can... character where he's like the, he's like a mentor.
I want him to go in as like a, we don't know who the fuck this guy is, this Spider-Man guy. And he's weird. And he's doing weird shit. Like what Iron Man would do on like the Avengers ship. He's like just bugging shit and like listening to what the fuck they're doing instead of what they're actually supposed to be doing. That would be really okay. Cool. Just a thought.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. You know what Dimitri wants. So maybe we'll get it. Maybe we won't. Who knows?
I like it.
Kevin Feige and Sony are reportedly negotiating to have Spider-Man 4 be a street level story with Multiversal. Why does this keep moving? With Multiversal and is planning on introducing Miles Morales. Okay, this is another Miles Morales story. Thank you, Kyle. Kyle is dropping oops in the chat. Kyle is doing bad now. He's doing bad things in the back screen. He's supposed to be just in the shadows. And he's affecting the things in the front. So, yeah. Maybe we need an AI story of Kyle as a shadow. Speaking of Marshala. Gambit's in my hand. I need to stop grabbing things. Marshala Ali's Blade is rumored to become the new Moon Knight in Marvel Zombies animated show. And I love the idea of this.
Interesting.
I think it's cool. It would be a cool concept to see him as that. So, just saying, would be cool.
Do it.
And with that, it looks like all of our rumors have been deleted. So, well, that's our show, guys. Oh, wait, we got a reference. Sorry. Oh, my God. Kyle is going way too crazy. Timothy Chalamet. We mentioned it before. He wants to join the DC or the MCU. Which character do you think he should play? Guys, drop it in the chat. I'm thinking one character in particular. If it's going to be DC, Dimitri, ready? We're going to both say it. One.
For DC.
Two. DC. So one, two, three. Batman.
Nightwing.
Different. You said Nightwing, Kyle said Wally West, and I said Batman Beyond. I'll take you. You win. Nightwing.
Wally West.
No. I like him as Nightwing. I think you have the best answer.
What about Marvel?
And Marvel. That's tougher.
Right?
I don't know off the top of my head who I'd make him in Marvel. Scarlet Ooh, Spider.
I like that.
That's really good.
I like that a lot.
Right. Kyle in the chat just dropped Scarlet Spider. I love it. I love the
idea. I think that's the only person it could be.
It's perfect. It's perfect. Yeah. Yeah. I'm down. I'm down for that. So mark me down for that. 100%.
I like it.
But that's our show, guys. If you're new here, be sure to check out our previous stream, subscribe, and for some clips of all of our episodes and some other fun stuff, give us a follow over on TikTok and Instagram. We'll see you again next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Paneloid's Comic Book Livestream.
You enjoy our latest podcast episode? Well, guess what? It's not just audio, it's a live stream. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube for an interactive experience. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on TikTok for even more fun content. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. Again, that's Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube. See you there.